So one begins by giving rise to bodhicitta, which is the wish one has to attain perfect Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings in number as vast as the sky. Towards that end, one resolves to make efforts in terms of listening, reflecting, and meditating.
Nekap kepe kabe, lanje nekap tenyi lan nekap gori yapa ta nekap somdo yapa nise. Ten nekap gori yapa tela ya ngoy tang ten nam ya kepe tang nye vare.
So today we've come to the second main division of this chapter. The title of this section is The Stages of the Paths. This section is then divided into two subsections. One which is a presentation of nine stages, and one which is a presentation of three stages. The first of these, the presentation in nine stages, again has two parts. There is the main explanation of these nine stages, and then an explanation on the significance of these stages. So, as we saw, the first part is a presentation in nine stages. The titles of these are the potential, which is the cause, entering into application, that which is referred to as fruition, with effort and without effort, these distinctions, and likewise the stages referred to as the highest and the unparalleled.
Lanjan ne kab la namba gor kete namba gote karasana jui nene regla nepe kanzata regla nepe kanzam regla nepe nekata shukpa tekpa shukpa ne kapte shukpa tekpa tekpa son the same kipa ne kapta jorwa kipa same kini satangbo Mato Pardam, Pardatam. Jorva Hepa Semkine Satambo Mato Pardam. Devani Jorva Satambo Topatam. Tambo Jui Nedan Hepa Kapso Regla Nepe Kanzala Jola Nepe Nekap Secrets. The religion.
So there is then the first of these nine stages of the paths that relates to an individual that is at the stage of the cause being the potential. So that's, so to speak, the foundational stage.
Tene rek se jode karasana, rek se jode rangi nerek te simji namje, simji chuni la rangi nerek se jode.
So that is the naturally present potential, which is present within all sentient beings, which is their true nature, dharmata.
Dela tu tuba sola tende gondam parvachala tene jeryo jirisi.
There is another aspect to this potential, which is related to listening to teachings and studying teachings. Through that, the potential is, or so to speak, develops. Through that activity, the potential develops.
Then, hukpa nyepa hukpa nekap te hukpa nyintu jitikpa ranjar jitikpa tikpa chenpo te tikpa som to semji pa nekap tikpa som ni hukpa nekap tikpa som ni semji pa nekap. Same thing, but then the Nyanti just Sanjuk, the Ranja just Sanjuk, Topanda the same.
Then there is the second stage related to us entering into any of the three paths. The Shravaka path, Pratika Buddha path, or the Mahayana. So it's a stage where an individual generates a mind bent on awakening, that is then awakening in the context of any of these three paths or approaches.
Then the same thing is that the Koval Lang is a very young day. Koval Lang is a lot of people who are very young day. Then the Tanda Sanchuk Topandona, Nintu is the same thing. Ranger is Sanchuk Topandona, Ranger Jelan is the same thing. Same thing is that the Tonda Zoba Sanji is the Koba Topandona, then the Tikachimbo Sanchuk is the same thing.
So at this stage, an individual then generates a mind bent on awakening in the context of these three approaches. If one considers the Shravaka approach or the Pratyeka Buddha approach, that mainly relates to generating renunciation. One turns away from samsara or conditioned existence. Whereas in the context of the Mahayana, that relates to generating the attitude or desire to accomplish the welfare of beings.
Then there's Somba Jorvare. Jorva Hyepa Sem Jine, Tikva Chembo. Da Sem Jine, Tikva Chembo Hyeja Sikindu was. Tikpa Chenpo Sanchuk Cho the same ki ne sa tangpo matop je par do yorba ne kap si.
Then there is the third stage application which relates only to the Mahayana. So having generated a mind bent on enlightenment, then one applies oneself to practice from that point up to one has attained the first bhumi.
Yepan deva ni deva rajava. Deva rajava the karasana. Deva rajava the satangbhutapa. Satangbhutapa nekapso. Then deva nekapso.
Then there is the stage referred to as Parishan. That then is the attainment of the first bhumi or bodhisattva level, which is, so to speak, the first fruition attained, the first actual fruition attained as a result of application.
Satan Kipakapso. Lanam Bechor Jesava Tan Kiepa Sa Nipan in Dumbepar. Sa Nipan in Dumbepar Tela Savatan Kiepa Nekapse. Karesena Lanam Bechor Jesava Tan Kiepa Yimbesena Then there is
the second bodhisattva level, up to and through the seventh. That's the stage referred to as the stage involving effort in terms of practicing the paths.
Savata Jepa Sanju Sembai Kiba Tiki Soma Yina Tande Sa Nyeba Nidumba Palako. Sami Kiba Kapso Sami Kiba Bechor Jisava Mepam Lan Bechor Jisava Mepam Mulope Sa Jeba Tam Sava Mepa the Sa Jeba Nega.
Then there is the eighth Bodhisattva level, which is or which relates to the path of no more training. There one effortlessly engages in activities, so it's a stage which does not involve deliberate activities.
So so yanda rekpa tangun ki la so pe yin ti chepar chin da denba sa gopa la chepar chin ji ne ka chi chepar chin kar re sa na so so yanda pa re ba ye da ngun ki la so pe yin ti chepar chin da denba cha ni deni chepar chin ji ne.
Then there is the ninth bhumi or bodhisattva level, which is distinct in that at this stage certain qualities are manifest, such as supersensible cognitions and so on, as well as correct or perfect awareness, which has insight into each and every aspect of phenomena. In a distinct way. So there is a distinct awareness of the aspects or the different aspects of phenomena.
Then lama hipa sachoba re sachoba la lama ne kap te yin do so pa sa kwen le sachoba wa la lama si jo ko bichun sin kar re sana. Lobe sa koinle lama ni du jurbe cha ni lama na.
Then there is the 10th bhumi or bodhisattva level, which is referred to as the highest stage, in that it is the highest among all parts of training. So it's in that sense the 10th bodhisattva level is referred to as the highest stage.
Dina lama ni de san lama ni de jerpa san ju samba sena sa ju pa wa la se yure lama de jerpa lam sena yang de ne sa sa ju pa ne ga de lam lama de jerpa lam
no
ten ra wa ta chin ra ma da yin ni
Lama
ni to chirpa sanju samba sena sa chupa wala ko.
The word highest then can refer both to path and individual. So it's the highest stage. It may also refer to the individual, the bodhisattva on that stage.
Lana meba te mulub lang. Lana meba mulub lam. Sanji ni jisati teta number go. Lana meba te mulub lam. Sanji jisari. Lana means he go jetty. Tik only ye meba semi lana meba.
Then there is the stage referred to as the unparalleled stage. That's then Buddhahood itself. referred to as the path of no more training, in terms of the eighth bhumi or bodhisattva level, it should not be, as was said, related to the path of no more training. The text says no more training with effort or with deliberate effort. So no more training there is to be understood as related to not practicing with deliberate effort, whereas Buddhahood itself is referred to as the path of no more training. In that sense, it is unparalleled.
Then the check the so check go pon the so pecha jobe kap so karchi mo nsa de karre se na sava ta che pe ne kap sava me pe ne kap la so pe check the so de karre so koro te te da da ma go na te ne ha ko go yo.
So in terms of translating texts, these nine, a knowledge of these nine stages is very important. Otherwise, one will not be able to recognize what stage is being discussed. If one doesn't know that without effort refers to the bhumis number two up to and through the seventh, and if one doesn't know that without deliberate effort relates to the eighth Rumi or Bodhisattva level. So it's very important to have an understanding of what contexts these terms are used in.
Tene teren de namdang de gochen tangbo de ti ma de kirime. De yabo lo lo son tene san gochen ni ba de kien le la. San
san
na dang
Saturday, Monday, what day of the week is it today?
Today, Friday, the 12th of January.
No, it must be the 13th. If it's Friday, it is.
Tomorrow, Saturday.
If it's the 12th, it's Thursday.
No.
So now we will recite this chapter from the beginning. And the first today. It doesn't involve many words, but you should learn them by heart and try to understand these different aspects or stages thoroughly, because then it will be easy to understand what follows.
Oh yeah.